USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the New Hampshire primary, Senator Bernie Sanders is leading among Democrats in the First of the Nation primary. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is just behind him in the polls. Meanwhile, Colorado Senator Mike Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they are suspending their campaigns. Yang said he saw his numbers dropping.
You know, I am the math guy, and it is clear tonight from the numbers that we are not going to win this race.
It's also disappointing for supporters of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, who are not in line to win any delegates in New Hampshire. Warren is not letting up.
2020 is our time to change who makes the rules.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down a fraction, the S&P 500 up 17, and the NASDAQ Composite up 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Optimism for America's small businesses is continuing to run near all-time highs, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The National Federation of Independent Business saying its index of small business optimism rebounded from a small dip at the end of last year, rising to 104.3 points in January. It was at 102.7 in December. But that January mark is in the top 10% of all readings in the survey's 46-year history. The latest one showing small business owners expect increased sales, earnings, and higher wages for workers in 2020, though they are still struggling to find qualified workers.
The Justice Department has revised the amount of time it's seeking for former Trump advisor Roger Stone. President Trump called the initial request of 7 to 9 years horrible and unfair. He denied playing any role in the revised sentencing. All four of the attorneys involved have resigned in apparent protest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of people who've succumbed from the coronavirus in China is now over 1,000. But there's good news for people here in the States. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Rear Admiral Dr. Nancy Knight says there's good news for almost 200 Americans no longer under quarantine amid coronavirus concerns.
They don't need any additional follow-up as it relates to novel coronavirus.
Knight was talking about the Americans who were being observed for the last 2 weeks since being evacuated from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the outbreak.
Gas prices posted a 3-cent decline over the last week for the fourth straight week, with the national average falling to $2.43 per gallon. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54, and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
Some 10,000 stations across the country are currently selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.